I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. I've never been as excited to talk to anybody as I am as excited to talk to Arash Mukharji, joining us right now, columnist from the LA Times. I got to get the latest of what's going on right now with this whole thing with the Lakers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Were you surprised? Were you taken aback? Did you see this coming? What was your initial thought when you're looking at Magic standing there just laying a waste to Rob Pelinka?
Yeah, I knew that he did not have a good working relationship or a good relationship with Rob Pelinka. I was surprised that basically that he went scorched earth on him on national television, on First Take, the way that he did, knowing that there was going to be a press conference, you know, in a few hours to name Frank Vogel the new head coach. So I was surprised at the length that he went to really say he backstabbed me. This is not a man to be trusted. But again, this is something that people around the league have known for quite some time. It's just very public now.
So, Arash, what's the next step here? I mean, is Rob Pelinka just permanently damaged as the team's general manager?
You know what? He's in a very tough spot because I think Magic Johnson, despite what some people may think of him and the job that he did, he's still very well respected and loved by players around the league. A lot of these players go to him for guidance and advice. And so for Rob Pelinka now to be in a position to be trying to recruit some of those guys really puts him in a tough position. He's not on any hot seat from everyone that I've talked to. But listen, I mean, if they go through this summer without getting a big name player, and this continues on for a couple more years, then yeah, listen, I think it will have proven that Rob Pelinka is in a very difficult position. And again, we're talking about a guy, by the way, who's never been a GM before, who's never run a team before. So this was already a tough job for him. Magic Johnson on Monday made that a 10 times harder job.
We're joined right now by LA Times columnist Arash Mukharji, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Arash, when I worked in LA, I got just a little glimpse of old school Los Angeles sports with, you know, Alan Malamud, the legendary columnist from The Times, and Jim Murray. And I was friends with Doug Krikorian, and I hung out at Phil Trenny. So I kind of saw all the inside skinny of what's going on. Explain to us why Magic was so upset with that as the backdrop of the whispers behind his back that got around to that old school LA sports scene.
I mean, by the way, Rob was very foolish in this respect to tell the number of people that he did. It's one thing to tell people within the office you consider friends, but he was very cavalier about, again, jokingly and a lot of times not so jokingly, where's Magic? I mean, I haven't seen Magic today. I got to get this approved, but let's see if we can get a hold of Magic. And so that circles back to Magic Johnson, again, one of the more beloved figures in this city. And when that got back to him, not just from a couple people, but from a multitude of people, it got to a point where he just didn't want to be a part of a power structure like that. And listen, he told Jeannie from the get-go that he was happy to take on this job. She really wanted him in this position, but he had a lot of other things happening in his life, and he wasn't going to pry himself away from the companies that he was working with. And so really I think there's a lot of blame to go around here. I think Magic should have been smart enough to know, listen, that this is a full-time job and I'm not really the right man for the job. Jeannie should have also known that as well and not put him in a position to accept that job.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That was my next question. You led right into it. Is how much of this is on Jeannie Buss? Ramona Shelburne wrote some really, I thought, insightful, but also, you know, she pretty much went after Jeannie Buss today, and we know she's a Lakers insider. How much of this is on Jeannie Buss, and how much, I mean, what does her position as owner look like right now?
you know, if we are to say, and I do believe this, that the power structure of the Lakers is a problem, then it begins at Jeannie Buss, because that she put that power structure in place. And you cannot have a situation where you have seven voices chiming in on who should and should not be the coach. You know, you go back to Dr. Jerry Buss, her father. He entrusted Jerry West to make these decisions, or he entrusted Mitch Kupchak to make those decisions. It wasn't a room of seven people where you have Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis and Linda Rambis and Joey Buss and Jesse Buss and Tim Harrison. Too many voices. And now I'm not saying that you can't pick up a phone, as she has done, by the way, with Magic Johnson and with Phil Jackson. But those people, seven voices, cannot be on a plane and in a room and all have the same voice in terms of who should be the coach. And so a lot of the blame is on Jeannie, because, again, the power structure is a problem, and she put that power structure in place.
We're talking right now with Arash Bakarzi, joining us from the L.A. Times columnist, as we talk about what's going on with Magic Johnson and the Lakers. All right, Arash, were you surprised that Magic did this in such a cold, calculating way to really show up the organization before the presser to introduce their next head coach?
So I was told that the sit-down with First Take was scheduled weeks ago. But listen, Rich, he could have pushed it to a Tuesday. I mean, if he really cared about not stealing the spotlight from Frank Vogel and not putting Rob Pelinka in a tough position, he could have moved that to Tuesday. I think he was more than happy to do that right before the press conference. And again, it seems like the last couple of decisions he's made are very knee-jerk, but uncalculated, right? Like, he's going to do the impromptu press conference right before the last game of the season. He's going to do this sit down with First Take the morning of the press conference to announce the next head coach. So while it seems knee-jerk, I mean, he's really putting himself he's putting himself in these high-profile positions where the most possible media will be there to talk about what he just said.
Arash, obviously this is going to affect the players as well, because they're going to be in, you know, part of the discussion all offseason. With all of the turmoil, do you still think this is an attractive place for free agents? I mean, they still have, if they're healthy, they've got a, you know, a pretty attractive young core, plus the number four pick, all this. Do you think that this turmoil could crush the attractiveness of this position as a potential destination for the Lakers?
You know, where it puts them in a tough spot is they are no longer the destination team. If you want to play in Los Angeles, and as amazing as it sounds for people who have worked in Los Angeles and grew up in Los Angeles, it would be the Clippers. They have Steve Ballmer, they have Jerry West, they have Doc Rivers. They have a very sound, stable franchise and a foundation for the future. That being said, if you're Kemba Walker, if you're Jimmy Butler, I mean, you're going to take a max deal from the Lakers to play in Los Angeles. The problem is they're not in the running, from what I've heard, to get a Kawhi, to get a KD, or even Kyrie. We've heard Kyrie's name, but I've been told that won't happen. So you are in the running to get a good player, but much like your head coaching search, you are not in the running for one of your top two or three choices.
Real quick, Arash, and we appreciate you taking time joining us here on the radio. Laker fans, who are they signing with, Jeannie or Magic?
You know what, probably Magic right now, just because it's a what have you done for me lately kind of a situation. I don't think they're happy with the whole lot of them. I think they are upset at Magic for leaving the way he did and really the job that he did. I think they're upset with Rob, obviously. They're upset with Jeannie. But in the court of public opinion, Magic is always going to win. That's why Rob is in a very unforgiving and thankless position. I mean, good luck being Rob Pelinka trying to go up against Magic Johnson. You cannot win.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, this whole thing, watching this dumpster fire, if the great foundation that Dr. Jerry Buss presented to his kids and Magic is just amazing. What are you working on for the website and the newspaper right now?
So I got a column today, just kind of like a notes column about what happened and how crazy today was. And then, I'm gonna figure out what to write. The good thing about Los Angeles is there's always something to write about. And so I'm going to, I'm going to have fun doing like my column on Thursday. But I will tell you, Rich, as someone who grew up in Los Angeles, it's a dream job for me to have this and to get to talk to you. I used to listen to you on K-Max way back in the day. So, again, having this column, Los Angeles kind of columnist, being able to talk with you, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's great catching up with you. Great talking with you. I look forward to reading everything that you have, and we'll make sure we check that out today. Arash, we'll do it again.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Arash Markazi joining us from the Los Angeles Times.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.